While the government has presented a $1.146 trillion budget for the fiscal year, opposition MP Beverly Alert believes that these investments should be properly monitored to ensure quality outcomes. The opposition MP says this is not limited to the major investments in infrastructure across the country, but also healthcare, human services, and especially the education sector. Alert says that while millions continue to be spent to construct schools in Region 3 specifically, the results at NGSA and CSEC, apart from the few top performers in that region, are nothing to smile about.
Mr. Speaker, no one on this side of the Assembly is disputing the need for more schools to ensure all our children can find a place into school. But to pluck out a few high performance is nothing but the Copperfield effect. Shine the spotlight on where you want the audience to focus. But there you look in the shadows, yes, the shadows. For there you will learn that at primary level, some 75% of students who write the National Grade 6 assessment do not, I repeat, do not achieve 75% of the total marks to be earned.
Meanwhile, Government MP Dr. Berry Ramsaran lauded the early delivery of the budget and the consultation process that guided its finality, which he notes caters for continued growth in every sector of the local economy. Dr. Ramsaran, who is an advisor to the Minister of Health, says there will be no slowing down of the progress and improvements in healthcare, especially in rural communities.
And we're going to be having 6 new hospitals, I refer to. Practically all the coastal regions, and let them will be getting it. That is something that we should be applauding the government for. 6 new hospitals by 2025. Now, to do that, stone and concrete and glass are not enough. Therefore, massive training has started. I heard some ill-formed comments that we should not be bringing in nurses. The mere fact is, and this government is not lying to you, we're telling you the truth, we've not been. Yes, you said that. Why are we important skilled? We're doing that. Why we're doing that is because we, in the meantime, upskilling our training of our nurses. So we have a good mix of creating the human HR, human resources needed, while at the same time you see buildings going up.
Dr. Ramsaran says not only will government continue to work towards bridging the health gap between the hinterland and coastland, but Ghana will become a world-class medical destination. He says the country is no doubt poised for significant development in the health sector, which is part of the PPP government's commitment to providing quality healthcare services across the country.